So, hey man. Hey. What'd you do last week?
Nothing. I don't have friends.
It's a recurring theme. We don't do anything on the weekends.
Well, I mean, I think this week I'm going to Taos.
It's in Taos. Well, I know what's in Taos, but why
it's
are you Taos.
Taos? There's a I guess there's a
it's not ski season.
There's a kid in a wheelchair that a bunch of us.
Oh, is it a troop?
It is a troop. So I mean, cool. But it's a 5-hour trip, and I was like, man, that's a really long trip.
And then you're 5 hours back.
And then 5 hours back, yeah. So I might come back Sunday, but I don't know if I really want to drive that far. It's a cool, it's a nice thing, but it's like going to Phoenix for one trip. So I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, you've got more than your two in anyway.
So. Yeah, but I actually like doing it. Yeah. So and you?
Yeah, I did nothing. Yeah, I always do nothing.
Well, you missed out last week. We didn't see you at the Spider-Man release.
Yeah, and I heard it was amazing.
It was good. I liked it. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you really should. It was like I said. I think. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you can click here or down below to watch that video of our review on Spider-Man: Far From Home. I liked it, and like I said. Stay for the after credits because the after credits.
Well, there's a mid and an after. Right?
There's a mid and after, but the after is really the most important one. I mean, the mid credit is huge.
See, I've avoided spoilers so far.
Yeah,
so,
but the after credit one is it's when you watch it, you'll understand why I like it so much because I constantly bring this situation up all the time.
Star Wars.
No, about
doing a crossover with Star Wars?
About why other Avengers don't jump in, and that's not a spoiler.
Kind of explains it a little bit.
It explains not just a little bit, a lot.
Because they're busy doing important stuff.
Exactly. So yeah. So yeah, you missed that. You missed out on that.
I did. I missed. I there's
maybe
I'm
you should
behind.
Go. You should go watch it this weekend.
I'm way behind on movies. So yeah.
But you're way ahead of me. You're way ahead of me on movies though.
Yeah, but I'm catching up on my TV stuff, Stranger Things. And
did you finally finish it?
No, I'm close.
Ooh.
I think I'm episode 7 or 8.
Okay, well, you have a couple.
10 episodes. Right?
10 episodes, yeah.
So
oh, man.
I'm getting there. They killed Alexi. Sorry. You guys don't know who Alexi is unless you start watching it anyway.
Which is apparently the internet's boy right now, Alexi. Everybody loves Alexi.
He was cool.
Yeah, he was all right.
But anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, there was a few. Well, we can start with this. I figured you'd probably be hyped on that one.
Well, okay, so yeah, so we have a list because there's a lot to talk about, and so the Sith Trooper just came out, and if you want to edit some more, you can post the picture right here. The Sith Trooper came out, and everybody's like, "Oh man, it's like my Imperial Guard, which I dress up as
the Praetorians."
No, my Imperial,
yeah.
and a Death Trooper. It's pretty much just a red Death Trooper. Which looks cool, but everybody's like, oh my god, because they're releasing it for... So what Star Wars and Disney and all that they're doing is they're releasing screen-worn... I shouldn't have that pistachio. My mouth is so dry right now. Screen-worn costumes from the movie at San Diego Comic-Con.
Like
and
a ton of, like 9 of them.
Yeah, and the Sith Trooper will be one of them. And I guarantee you, I know a lot of prop builders are going to be there, and they're going to take some very high definition...
Detailed picture,
because I guarantee you, before the movie even comes out, there will be a kid out there.
There's
mark my words!
There's enough differences in the armor that they're going to have to...
Oh yeah, they're just for the pictures. People were already doing 3D design on it.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I knew it wouldn't take long.
No. I mean, my friend Kurt made a BB-8 before 2 weeks after the trailer came in, where he was just rolling.
Fanatics.
Yes, we are. But hey, I don't want to hear because somebody is making a Boba Fett. So.
Yeah, I'm a little behind though. Boba Fett's been out since.
Since
the 70s, and I'm
like
just now getting
40 years ago. So yeah, we're talking about the Sith Trooper. Now, everyone's like, oh my god, it's a Red Trooper. Well,
Sith Troopers have been around before.
Yeah, I mean, they look completely different, but this one was, everybody's like, oh, it looks so cool. It's like, you know, you saw this picture, it was on the poster. So it's like, there are like 40 of them on the bottom. You didn't
notice. It's a Red Stormtrooper.
It's a Red Stormtrooper, I mean, which looks cool because there's a lot of my friends that love the Red Stormtroopers. And actually, if you Google Hip Hop Trooper,
Yeah.
He's a red stormtrooper that has a Adidas stripes on the side. So, yeah, he's pretty cool.
I wonder if they're going to make him force sensitive.
I think they might be Sith troopers just because they might just follow Sith lords around.
They could be. They're personal bodyguards.
Personal bodyguards because, remember, there always has to be two. So...
That wasn't always true.
True. But technically, there's supposed to always be true.
Too much infighting. That's when they came up with that rule. They kept killing each other off.
So it's going to be interesting to see if he actually takes on somebody. I don't know who. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's still how many months away? Six months?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, let's go. I want to talk about this one before I talk about this Batman Who Laughs. Rip Torn.
Sad day.
Man. God, I was sitting there like, really? Rick? I mean, look.
Men in Black, Dodgeball.
Well, of course, Dodgeball was pretty
good. You can dodge Rich, you can dodge a ball.
Apparently, you couldn't dodge death.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, he was in his 80s, so it's not like, yeah, he was.
He played some iconic.
I think he and we're talking about Rip Torn dying, but he. I mean, that was like when I grew up. That was Rip Torn. Rip Torn was a lot. So
yeah.
But really, the only thing I knew him from was Men in Black and Dodgeball. So
yeah, I'm sure he's done other stuff.
I don't remember this. But yeah, rest in peace, Rip Torn. He was a pretty cool guy. Yeah. Okay, so Batman Who Laughs. What is that?
He's the heavy metal looking Batman you see. He's got the spikes across his eyes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep, I've seen that one.
He's Batman from a different universe who got infected with the Joker chemical. So he's basically a hybrid Batman Joker type character. He's coming to take over the Earth, and he's infecting a lot of other superheroes to use as his pawns. And I think the only one they've really confirmed is Shazam. So he's using Shazam, who is pretty powerful. He goes toe-to-toe with Superman.
Yeah.
That's one of his pawns, and they're not really releasing much besides the fact that he's got a plan to take over Earth.
Cool, and that's a new comic, I'm guessing?
Yeah, going to be in... it's part of the Year of the Villain. I think it starts in Batman Superman 1 with his run.
So come down to Zia Comics to set up your subscription to get that. Or is it going to be a new comic run, or is it like a...
No, it's going to be a new one. It's probably going to sell out. Just like Walking Dead.
Cool. Oh, yeah. I was reading up on this. Lion King bad reviews. Okay. So, there's a big difference between the actual reviewers and audience members on the Rotten Tomato meter right now.
Yeah, they're usually polar opposites.
And they're polar opposites. A lot of people loved it that went to it, and a lot of reviewers hated it because it was derivative, and they said that the cartoon was just much better because it was a cartoon. It had more facial expressions. It had more thing with a CGI thing. It's pretty much they said that the expressions on their face is limited, so we haven't seen it because it doesn't release until next week anyway, but it's just getting, the reviewers are just getting, it's just getting murdered right
they
now.
They keep saying it has no heart.
Yeah.
And if that's true, that's how I felt about Dumbo, so I hope that's not true.
Oh man, are we reviewing that one or no?
I don't have tickets for it yet.
So. Yeah, but maybe not, because I think it's one of those things, like, we didn't review Aladdin. I think they're going back to the vault and just re-releasing everything. And I mean, the Jungle Book. That's, yeah, I think
like
it's...
the Jungle Book. I hated Dumbo. I like Aladdin. I don't know if I'm going to like this Lion King.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Aladdin, but the thing is, like, look, you know, people our age, we grew up with the cartoons, and especially Aladdin. I would feel just horrible to watch Aladdin knowing that Robin Williams isn't around doing it.
I think you would like it. It's actually not bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, and like I said, we're not reviewers. We're mostly audience members, so we might, you know,
Joe Schmo,
yeah,
in the seats,
you know. But you know, some movies we didn't like. So yeah, I heard that it's like at 56% Rotten Tomatoes right now because the audience member hasn't gone because it hasn't released nationwide yet. So we'll see what the difference is.
I hope it's good, but I've heard.
But here's the thing: they said that it's most likely because it's an exact remake, and it's not, and it's not like it doesn't have its own, I guess, heart in it.
Its own story.
It's the exact same thing. So if you want to watch a really good Lion King, watch Lion King animated, and it should be fine. But I don't. I think they're just.
I think they're doing too many.
Well, I mean, they have to think of something.
How about some new content?
Oh, how dare you, sir! This is their.
Give
this
me some
is,
new characters.
Yeah. Wait, what is this? Axe Body Spray Heroes? What is that?
Marvel Comics. Axe Body Spray must have a lot of cash laying around because they talked Marvel into creating their own superhero team based on, inspired by Axe Body Spray.
What?
Yeah, it's bad. It looks bad. It does,
but see, here's the funny thing. I would buy that entire run. I would buy that entire run, and then like 20 years from now, people are like, I would be like, hey, remember when Axe Body Spray had their own comic? What? Like, what? Yeah, never sold anything. It's worth millions of dollars.
That would be a heck of a speculation.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I don't know if it's even going to be out in comics.
Oh, you know what?
Online.
But the thing is, if they would have made it in comics, you know what the best thing that they would have done?
They put a scratch
and sniff on the entire thing, and it just smells like Axe Body Spray.
You just smell like douche.
Just rub your comic all over yourself. I remember doing that
you
back
smell
in
like a Guido.
Back doing that when they had back in the days they had magazines.
And then you
flipped it over and you rubbed the glue all over your neck. So yeah, that's hilarious. That's pretty good. All right, let's see here. Flintstones, Elizabeth Banks. Elizabeth Banks is making a Flintstones?
She's starting to do a lot. Isn't she behind Charlie's Angels?
Yes, she's doing Charlie's Angels, yeah.
She's behind the Flintstones.
And she's actually, I think, going to be one of...
The Bosleys, I think.
One of the Bosleys, yeah.
But yeah, she's bringing the Flintstones back.
That's cool, man. I
used to love the Flintstones.
I love the Flintstones. When I grew up, Flintstones, Jetsons. That was Hanna-Barbera, man.
You've heard that theory, right? That mm-mm. Flintstones and Jetsons exist at the same time.
No, I do remember they did that crossover.
Well, so they had to actually exist. Yeah. But the Jetsons live in Cloud City above it, and they're saying that they're the ones who got away from. Like the nuclear holocaust or whatever, and the Flintstones are ones who got bombed back to the Stone Age.
That's pretty funny, man.
If you think about it, that is kind of a cool concept.
You know what it reminds me of now? Have you ever seen that movie Elysium with Matt Damon?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And the people on the planet are the Flintstones. The Jetsons are the ones who got away from it.
Yeah, that's crazy. So is it going to be a cartoon or is it going to be live
cartoon.
Action?
No cartoon.
Because, I mean, the live action with John Goodman was awesome, man.
It wasn't bad.
I love... Well, Rick I mean, Moranis, this is... Yeah, with Rick... Barney. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, like, I was sitting there, like, but then there was Rosie O'Donnell being Betty, and I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I... Sure, but I mean, it was them doing a live action of a cartoon. Does it sound familiar? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a cartoon. So I'm actually holding out hope for that one.
Really? New Walking Dead spinoff?
Yeah.
Wait. The comic, I'm guessing.
No, the another TV show.
Wait, so are they canceling The Walking Dead?
Not that I know of.
So there's going to be three Walking Dead? Man, it's like Spaceballs 2. If you get that reference, you're older than I am.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah,
the quest for more money. That's pretty much all it is. What's it going
to
be called?
They haven't said yet.
Oh, my God.
Centered around two female leads, I guess, and they're going to...
Not that I have anything with female leads, but I think it's beating a dead horse kind of thing. It's like, come on, real. I mean,
don't diversity for diversity's sake.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I'll wait to see. But I like the Fear of the Walking Dead. I watched the first season or two seasons
I watched the first season of Fear of the Walking Dead, and I hated it
when they killed Chris, that kid.
I was sitting there like ugh. But then I've been reading that it gets so much better after like season three.
That's what I've heard, but I'm over it.
I haven't even watched. The regular Walking Dead in like two or three seasons.
I'm not sure I want to watch this new one. It's another.
It's one of those things, like, I'll watch it in like 5 years when they have a gigantic box set. Yeah.
Nah, I'm not even going to do that.
Absolute Carnage Recover Codex.
Yeah, well.
This is going to be very comic heavy because it was a kind of a light pop culture.
Yeah, yeah. Well, comics are pop culture.
Well, like more like TV and stuff.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah.
Well, you know who Carnage is. He's the psychopathic symbiote that spawned off
the red venom. pretty much, right?
Yeah, yeah. He,
but no, Carnage has his own guy. He's pretty cool.
He picked his serial killer to bond to.
Oh,
well, now Carnage is... they figured out that there was a demigod-type guy who invented the symbiotes, and he kind of invented them as his own little bodyguards. But then they revolted, and they kind of caged him away, but now he's trying to come back, and Carnage is trying to bring him back. So he's going around and hunting down anyone who ever hosted a symbiote. And if they're already dead, he's pulling out stuff in their DNA, their codex, because I guess once you have a symbiote, it puts something in your DNA. And if you're not dead, he kills you and takes it out because he wants to make that bond with that god again and bring him back. So he's almost everybody.
It seems like an interesting concept.
Yeah, almost everybody in the Marvel Universe has had a symbiote, it seems like, at some point.
So he's trying to do like the Punisher. He's trying to kill like every superhero.
Yeah, but he's doing it for a different reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he wants to bring back this nasty
demigod.
Demigod, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So yeah, everybody
that's a new
ever touched, absolute Carnage. Anybody who's ever had anything to do with a symbiote is going to get visited by Carnage.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and he's psychopathic. So yeah, it's going to be a good story.
Yeah,
Donnie Cates and Ryan Stegman, they're good artists, good writers, so it should be good.
Yeah, there you go. Hellblazer, Sandman, Unum.
Sandman Universe presents Hellblazer. That's my shorthand.
Your shorthand is like Unum. What the
That's
hell's
your John Constantine occult dude.
Yeah, right.
He's getting his comic back again. And
Hellblazer is Constantine or
Hellblazer is John Constantine.
Oh, that's interesting. I might actually have to pick that up. Yeah. I love the occult stuff, like
deep ties, the swamp thing, and Sandman, all that occult stuff in the DC/Vertigo universe.
So Constantine is DC, right?
Yep.
I'm curious. So it's the same universe as like the Superman and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a little bit more sense.
In the Arrow series, he actually made a couple appearances.
I wonder if it's the same guy from the Fox one.
Matt Ryan?
Is that the same? It's been years since I've seen it.
It's the same one that Arrow used, yeah.
Same guy. Cool. Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Mad Magazine is done.
R.I.P. Well, they're going to keep printing it, but it's all going to be reprinted material.
Yeah.
It's not nothing new.
But the thing is, Mad Magazine was mostly about current events.
Yeah, satirizing.
Yeah, what's out there right now? Yeah.
And
if you're gonna, there's gonna be a bunch of OJ stuff go wrong. Yeah, it's like what? Yeah, 25 years ago.
It's just reprints of old stuff. So, and I have a feeling that's not going to sell well. So eventually, it's just going to get cut completely, and Mad Magazine will die.
That's this new generation, man.
But when was the last time you bought a Mad Magazine?
I don't even know who they. You guys don't carry it here, do you?
No, we don't care. We tried. Nobody buys them.
Yeah,
so.
Mad Magazine was. I guess it was popular because it was edgy.
Yeah.
But you have the internet now.
Yeah.
You want to be edgy? True. Just go online. That's the whole thing.
Internet killed Mad.
Internet's killing everything, man. I really bummed me out because I was sitting there like I remember back in the day getting Mad Magazine and doing the folding
in the back cover.
In the back cover thing, man. Yeah, you want to talk about when I was a kid, that's what you had to do for fun and pogs, but
They are making
Space Jam 2. I heard that I thought they were going to do what's his face?
LeBron. They are.
Oh, okay, so it is going to be LeBron. Yeah.
Well, at one point they were talking a couple years ago, oh, let's do it about football and we'll use Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
So glad you guys
I'm so glad, that. Yeah. That would have been horrendous.
Yeah, there's a bunch of famous basketball players already lined up to be in this, male and female players.
That's cool. Yeah.
And they just announced Don Cheadle is going to be in Space Jam 2.
Well, a War Machine himself, huh?
Yeah. Or the guy from Hotel Rwanda.
Or the guy from Boogie Nights. Hey, we can go Don Cheadle way. Or the guy from Ocean's 11. Or the, you know.
6 degrees of Don Cheadle. Yeah.
That's cool. I like the first Space Jam. I'm going to be kind of curious.
If they bring Bill Murray in for the second one.
Or, and he's still golfing. Yeah. I'm just gonna mark you down for five, okay? You know, yeah, it's or I'm curious if Michael Jordan will put a little reprise, a just cameo. A little cameo.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting. Is it gonna be? Oh God, this is gonna be an interesting question. Is it gonna be CGI or is it gonna be actually cel-shaded and hand drawn?
I don't know.
That'd be interesting. I mean, yeah. I most likely it's all gonna be computer generated anyway, but. I mean, if they're
iTunes are cell,
yeah.
So I.
That's why I'm sitting there, like
I don't know if it'll translate the same in CGI.
Yeah. Who knows?
The Monstars would be incredible, though.
Oh my god! I forgot about the Monstars.
That was the main thing.
I know, but like I forgot that they're called the Monstars. But it was I remember watching them, and then you had Scottie Pippen, you had, of course, Michael Jordan. I mean, you had
Sean Bradley. Was it Larry Johnson? This is old school basketball people.
Larry Bird.
Was it Larry Bird was one? No, I thought it was Larry Johnson, Grandmama.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I think that Larry Bird was in there too, wasn't it?
He might have been.
And then that big goofy 7 foot Russian dude, what was his name?
Sean Bradley. He wasn't Russian.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
in the Monstars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to rewatch that. It's been a while.
It came out 1995?
Yeah, but it's good.
25 years ago?
Get to hear R. Kelly again.
Oh yeah, that really holds.
I can fly.
Yeah, that holds up.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool.
In prison, R. Kelly.
Yeah. Momo horror film.
That Momo. Have you seen the?
Wait, the scary
thing. They're making.
Horror film
based on it.
Oh, can we just skip this one? Because that was such a stupid.
That's all I have on that.
That was such a stupid meme. If you look up the Momo, it's like, oh my god! But then it was like, what your girlfriend does in the middle of the night, you know, on the bathroom, you know, it's all dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb. But they're making a movie.
Of course, they're making a movie. Anything that makes a dollar. Terminator Dark Fate, is this a comic?
No, it's a new movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a big Terminator fan. I'm really surprised I haven't heard about this.
This new Terminator, supposedly both. He's got the hard exoskeleton and the liquid, and he can be both at the same time or something.
That's cool.
Yeah. They just won't leave Sarah Connor alone. That poor woman.
That poor woman. But, oh, yeah. You know what? Okay, I did hear about it because I did see a couple of stills of her coming back.
She still looks
awesome. I mean, she's in her 60s now, and she looks badass,
she'll
man.
She'll probably whoop me. But yeah, that's kind
of... Yeah, I did see a couple things, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to be back on it, too. And I like that what they said is that he ages like real person because his skin is made from real...
Yeah, the original ones.
Real cells.
The T-800s?
Yeah.
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 Had real skin.
Yeah, had real skin, so it actually ages, which is cool. I mean, he's still... It's not like he's going to slow down. It's just his visual looks. Because, I mean, he is... Arnold Schwarzenegger's in his late 60s, early 70s right now?
Yeah, he's up there. He took a little time off to be governor of California.
Yeah.
But, he's still up there in age.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I can't wait. I mean, that Terminator Genesis with Targaryen, Emily. I mean, it was okay, but they kind of spoiled it right from the get-go.
Yeah.
I mean, in the commercial, they spoiled it.
Well, they should just bring back the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
I never saw it. I kind of missed the boat on that one.
It was a really good series. I don't know why it got canceled. I put it up over Firefly with, why did you cancel this?
Yeah. But after Serenity, you can't bring Firefly back anyway now, so.
You can. It wouldn't be the same.
Well, I think that's it from us. I mean, that was a pretty decent week of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, quite a few little things going on.
But yeah, so what do you guys think? Comment down below on the YouTubes, and if you're watching it on like your television, you just go log in and comment if you want. But while you're down there commenting on how awesome we are and that we know everything, give us a big thumbs up. It actually does help out the channel a lot. We're closer to 10 million than we thought.
Yeah, subscribe. Yeah.
Subscribe. That'd be awesome if you subscribe. And while you're subscribing, hit that bell icon.
That one.
Oh, God. Every time. And it gives you notifications of any new shows, any new videos that we release during the week. We're also, that's pretty much it from us this week. Get us back next week. We'll talk more about our opinions on the trending top topics of the week.
The current events of nerddom.
Exactly. Well, that was it from us. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And we'll see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.